Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Pete Sepp is here. Pete is a original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union and one of the guys we turn to on a regular basis now for 16 years. Later this summer, we'll celebrate that 16th anniversary. On what's going on with your money and my money. How much is the government wasting? How much are they charging us that they shouldn't be? And what can we do about it? He's our good friend, Pete Sepp. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Pete. Hey, Pete, there's an issue going on right now that is kind of troubling. And it involves an organization that I actually think has helped small businesses, even though they've got a little bit of a controversial side. And that's an Export-Import Bank, EXIM Bank, currently headed by my friend, Fred Hochberg, president of EXIM Bank, a Democrat, part of the Obama administration. But there's some things going on right now that you want to report to us. Tell us about it.
Well, we are concerned that with the reauthorization of the EXIM Bank coming up this fall, there might be a move to actually expand its lending capacity. Now, Congress already did that. They boosted it by 40% between 2012 and 2014. There's now $140 billion worth of lending capacity with EXIM Bank. This is all, in theory, backed by taxpayers. Now, there are proponents
These are loan guarantees, most of them, not unlike the SBA lending, right?
That's right. Now, the purpose, of course, is to, as its name implies, promote businesses that are engaged in exporting
right. And
help them get on their feet and be more productive. Well, part of the problem here is that EXIM Bank has made some bad bets in the past with companies like Solyndra. That's one
right. Big
example. And when those loans go bad, taxpayers are left holding the bag. Well, part of the problem with trying to solve that problem is that the EXIM Bank has said, okay, let's just start lending to safer bets. And what you have is a situation where gigantic companies like Caterpillar and Boeing are getting the primary financing of the bank. They're basically gobbling up most of that $140 billion worth of lending capacity, and smaller businesses, while they have indeed benefited from
it, I know some
don't
that have.
Get as much.
Well, but do we know that small businesses are going wanting in this? Are small businesses, are they running out of money? And by the way, folks, EXIM Bank does a number of different things. They not only help out with the U.S. based part of the transaction, but they also help out on the other end. They'll help your customers finance their purchase of what they buy from you and help the money get exchanged. They do good things in that way. But Pete, and look, I'm not carrying their water because I can see the Obama administration doing some things, like you said, with a cylinder that I wouldn't approve of. But what about, do we know that EXIM Bank is running out of money and turning small business owners away because of what Caterpillar and some of the other companies?
We can't be sure of that. We do know that the bank would like more than $140 billion of its current authorization.
Right.
And my guess is that if given current lending patterns, the majority of the financing would still go to the bigger companies. And to me, that's a distortion of the market. You know, when, for example, you help firms abroad purchase airliners that Boeing makes at a cut rate,
right. Well,
that hurts airlines here in the United States, and you might actually have jobs.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, a little bit. Uh-huh. I could see that, too. There's also the liquid natural gas issue, too, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about that quickly? I got about less than a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. What we're trying to do here is export more of LNG that's being produced here in the United States thanks to the shale gas boom,
right.
A great energy boom. Well, the problem is EXIM is financing foreign ventures that are actually in direct competition with that. And so we have to figure out here how to tailor EXIM's mission so that it's not distorting the economy.
So a part of the Obama administration is helping to finance foreign liquid natural gas operations while the Obama administration is suppressing the same business in the United States. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and that's unfair.
I agree with that. No, this is the kind of stuff, folks, you don't read. You won't read about this in the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen. I can promise you that. In fact, if you don't listen to Pete Sepp, you might miss it all. He keeps his ear to the ground on these things and reports on these things to us. We're going to come back right after these messages with Pete Sepp. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.